A cinema classic gets a symphonic makeover. The Institute of Texan Cultures hosts two holiday special events, and a blues guitarist brings her international talent to town. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has a look at some fun events happening this weekend.
First off, the San Antonio Symphony's Jenna Jernigan says a tornado of amazing music will hit the Majestic Theater.
Tonight, we've got The Wizard of Oz live in concert, where the symphony is going to be playing live with the 1939 film of The Wizard of Oz, and it's going to be really wonderful.
They will show the film on a large screen while the symphony plays the movie music live.
Correct, yeah. So you get all of the wonderful things of seeing Judy Garland and all of the wonderful parts of her voice, and then really live, touching music right there live in front of you.
The Wizard is known for its amazing soundtrack, with styles that run the gamut.
Over the rainbow.
So you have the slower, kind of melodic pieces, but then you have the witches, ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum, and it gets moving.
You can catch a performance either tonight or tomorrow night.
Bring everybody, because there is nobody who won't enjoy The Wizard of Oz live in concert.
Then tomorrow at the Institute of Texan Cultures, James Benavides says you can enjoy a two-pronged event, both holiday-themed.
The Children's Ballet of San Antonio, rendering suites from The Nutcracker. And we'll also have a visit from the troupe from Our Lady of Guadalupe in downtown San Antonio for a performance of a pastorella play.
If you don't know the term pastorella, he describes it this way.
What you're seeing is the journey of Mary and Joseph into Bethlehem, followed by the pastores, the shepherds. And all along the way, the devil's attempting to dissuade the shepherds from their visit. And so he'll put temptation and fear and sin in their way.
That play in Spanish is performed at 2, but first at 1 p.m., you can enjoy the children's ballet performance of Nutcracker excerpts.
The athleticism, the artistry is spectacular. The costuming, the arrangement of music, and their ability to interpret the music is phenomenal.
Seeing both events is covered when you pay admission to the museum. Also on Saturday at Sam's Burger Joint, one of South Texas's greatest blues guitarists.
I found the lions, I escaped the jaws, took some other teeth, but I let them keep the claws.
And that blues guitarist is a woman, Carolyn Wonderland. Raised in a musical household, she was attracted most to guitar.
There was a piano and a guitar in the house, and I couldn't carry the piano around with me, so the guitar became my go-to.
As to why she gravitated toward blues, it spoke to her.
It was the most honest, it was the most naked, and it was the thing you could jam with people.
She just got back from a European tour with a giant in the world of blues.
I've been really lucky this last couple of years. I've been playing guitar with John Mayall.
Mayall is very particular about guitarists. One was the Rolling Stones' Mick Taylor. Another was Eric Clapton. But on Saturday night, she plays Sam's with her own band.
Oh, I'm excited. I get to get back together with my boys again. It'll be me and Kevin and Bobby. Get to pull out some new songs, working on a new record. A couple of holiday songs of the irreverent variety, and a good time for sure.
I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.